Okay, we're live.
Yes,
We are live.
we are live.
Well, I don't know what you're so happy about, Fruit Loop. We've got a
always
series.
happy.
You're always happy. How do you do it?
Most of the time.
Because I mean, we have a serious problem, don't we?
Yes.
I mean,
Yes.
slander, allegations, corruption. I mean,
Yes.
are we? But so we're here today to set the record straight.
Yes, I believe so.
You believe so? Well, I know so
Yes.
because somebody somewhere has really twisted the facts. The Breeders' Scribe has written very bad articles, to quote a certain person in the public domain, about us.
Yes.
So I think so we're here today to set the record straight, clear our names, and to say that Breeder is a clean, ethical, caring place,
Yes.
and it's all about nuggets
The chicken, yes.
and the spoon.
And the spoon.
Okay, so I've done a bit of research. I've put together all
Yes.
the facts. These
Okay.
are unequivocal facts. They will stand up in a court of law. Not that we're going to go that way.
Yes.
I'm going to somehow show and share my screen if I can find how to do that. Because the mayor is generally a bit of a loopy person. Let's do it that way, like so. Now, so we have this town hall meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock, but it's not possible for us to be there because we're dealing with our VIP tomorrow. So
Yes.
we'll have to do this recorded statement, and it'll have to be accepted.
Yes.
Right. Fruit Loop, do you actually know that this story only goes back to early June?
It feels like so much longer. A lot of things has happened in the time.
Most of them not that positive, and
Yes.
certainly surprising. So, and I think two things happened pretty much at the same time.
Yes.
Your husband went out and bought a chicken,
Yes.
and I went into the cafe to look for a spoon.
Yes.
And for some reason, these two stories got tangled in an incredible knot.
Yes.
Everybody decided they're going to have a go at it.
Yes.
I mean, the town is accusing me and by extension you, but they were actually in on the act as well. Because if you look at it,
Exactly.
there were rumors flying around and allegations and people questioning the tidiness of my house.
Yes.
So let's set the record straight.
Yes.
What happened?
And questioning my sanity. Do you remember that? That I am hallucinating, seeing
Yes,
things.
that was a very, very strong allegation coming
Yes.
from an Asian country, from a young lady then living in an Asian country.
Yes.
Yes, and then this whole slander about public finances, etc., etc. So,
Yes.
let's start at the beginning. Sometime early June, your husband went out with your son.
Yes.
And what happened? It was a Sunday morning, if I recall correctly.
It was a Sunday morning, which meant that I had work. And they had free time.
So your alibi already stands because you were at home working on a contract.
Yes. So I was not involved in any way. And this came after watching a movie the previous night about a robot raising a duck.
as they do, yes.
Yes, and that was the motivation behind getting either a duck or a chicken. Or the idea was a duck, and I knew they weren't going to find a duck. So they came home with a chicken instead. So it was a young chicken, very young chicken. And the pet shop owner told us that this was a hen.
So already we have the foundation of total misleading information.
Yes.
Because the pet shop owner in your town did not actually know what that pet shop owner was selling to your husband.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that just clears everything, doesn't it? I mean,
sort of.
Misinformation right at the cause of this. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. If I remember correctly, Fruit Loop, you were not the happiest bunny in the house when.
No, I wasn't.
Your husband walked in with a six pack of eggs and some chicken thingy and chicken fruit. So. Okay. So what happened then?
Let's start with the reason why I wasn't too happy about it. Mm-hmm. We had some pets in the past, rabbits, two rabbits to be exact, that I had to rehome because the rabbits and the dogs kept on fighting. And then we also had a gecko in a glass cage, like a fish tank where we normally, or where you should keep these kind of animals.
Yes.
That we also let go in the end because it wasn't being taken care of. Same with the rabbits. And at one point we had a gazillion spiders. I don't know how many exactly, but we decided to keep one of them. We had a fish tank in the past filled with beautiful fish, but also the care and support for these animals went there. And after we decided to get rid of the fish tank, and after we decided to rehome the rabbits, and we took a lot of the spiders to the pet shop, we went through all of this trouble to make our lives easier and to make sure that somebody else could take better care of these animals. We had an agreement that we will not get silly, crazy pets. And then they came home with the chicken. So that is why I was upset, because we didn't have a chicken coop. We didn't have a place to keep the chicken. And they thought, no, that was okay. We'll sort it out. So I wasn't happy about it at first.
And then, of course, you had the added inconvenience that the chicken was then housed, Nuggets was then housed in your shower for about a week or two before you actually managed to build his chicken coop.
That too.
So you had the added inconvenience of not only cleaning up the shower after everybody had used it, but actually before you wanted to use it, because, of course, Nuggets doesn't know anything about shower hygiene. She just sort of does what she does. Well, she at the time. Yeah.
Yes. So it was before, after, during. We had to keep it clean. That was inconvenient. And I ended up being the one to do that all the time.
Very ungrateful, very thankless task, actually. Yes.
Yes.
Very thankless. I mean, was she relatively clean and tidy at that time?
Yes, because she was still young. So clean and tidy, yes. And then she didn't like going outside. Whenever we took her outside, she would find a way to slip back into the house.
That actually in itself is already a little bit interesting. And I think Nuggets might have been negatively influenced, but we'll come to that later. And nobody in your family, but I think the story unfolds there. Anyway, so 2 months ago, you wrote a letter, a public letter to Abby, and it was posted in the breeder community. And it verifies your story. and how things happen. And even I actually wrote a comment, so it's on the public record, saying that because I had heard of the history of these unfortunate arrival of unfortunate animals, that
Yes.
maybe the roles should be reversed the next time, and that your husband and son take on the role of being the animal. Humor, not always good.
Yes.
I don't know if they reacted to this, but anyway, I put in a thing, Clea actually also joined force that, if your husband does these sort of things, maybe you have a
Yes.
communication problem. Okay, but that's personal. That's in your personal sphere. But she says, it's time that you have a serious discussion about this with your husband. Okay, that's advice. What you do with it is up to you. Natalie, she wrote, she even made the suggestion, which in hindsight might not have been a bad thing, if slightly unrealistic. Move away from the pet store. It's You're too close to the pet store. But there you go. So it continues, and Sylvie. No, that was something. That was another thread. So
Yes.
it was documented in Deer Abbey, and
Yes.
community members or residents participated in this discussion. Some gave you some good advice. Most of them probably not so much. But okay, advice is what it is. But you did everything in good faith, in to the best of your intentions and knowledge, and you were the victim of circumstances beyond your control.
Yes.
We need to state this publicly. It was not your fault.
No, I was not involved in any way.
Right. Now, the next part, which happened pretty much parallel with my unfortunate abduction, and so on, is that I went into the cafe and I was looking for a spoon.
Yes.
And the spoon went missing.
Yes.
And Ken, I'm just looking for what happened. Do you have any recollection what happened?
The spoon went missing, and I think that you asked if anyone has seen the spoon. Or where could have, where did the spoon
And everybody again. So I think we have to put this into context a little bit. The breeder community, they are very good at making suggestions,
Yes.
and some of them are slightly absurd. So I could actually say to you that your suggestion wasn't that helpful, that it had gone into outer space or something like that. I
Yes,
would never
been
come back.
abducted, I think, been
Been
abducted by
abducted.
aliens.
Had gone into outer space and had never has basically it had left the planet, and it
Yes.
wasn't going to come back. There were some other weird, wonderful. I'm just actually looking for that at the moment, for that discussion thread. This is part of the problem that we have. The records are not tidily kept. So if anyone could accuse me of anything, it's the here we go. It was actually also in Deer Abbey. So maybe the so again, at the same time, I wrote to Deer Abbey, and I quote, "We have a problem. I'm not sure if you can solve it on your own. Could the community please tell us what really happened to the coffee spoon in the Breeder Cafe? As ever, yours sincerely, Spoonless." So Ralph the Grillmeister wrote that he had put it with a cup of coffee in the microwave. Now, why he would want to do that is beyond me, and I think he knows better, but it sort of created a mini fireworks, and then it disappeared.
Yes.
Then you come along with your theory. You come along with your theory that has gone to outer space.
Yes.
What made you come up with that theory?
Well, it just disappeared from the microwave. So either it was aliens that took the spoon, or maybe the microwave was a time machine.
That's right. It was a time machine. Yes. Okay. So very important statement, because I think that was taken up later, not as a time machine, but as something else. Yeah.
Yes.
Natalie could actually bring in a very logical comment, because again, it is well documented and it is well known that after the breeder revolution on the 20th of March, and I more or less handed power over to you, at least 50% of it, you decided to rebuild the town.
Yes.
And everything that had been coffee before was more or less wiped off the map.
More or less.
Well, I think more than less.
Yes.
And Natalie's theory, which is actually very logical,
yes,
said, well, the spoon was feeling slightly unwanted, neglected. There are other words I could use, but I'm not going to.
Yes.
And it left in protest, because it just didn't feel wanted.
Yes.
I mean, that's logical, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you, if you were a spoon, would you feel the same way?
Well, if I felt unwanted and I felt like I didn't want to be, I'm not needed anymore, I would go. Maybe not in anger, but I will go. I will leave.
You will walk with your feet. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Alexandra and Celine, who have since moved away from the community, they thought they saw it sitting behind me. Sylvie, I'm a bit surprised. Sylvie's, and I'm just wondering, maybe Sylvie is one of these people who's also trying to slander me, perhaps, because she she wrote, I'm sure the spoon was borrowed by one of the cats of the mayor.
Yes.
That's well known that we have four cats in our house. They smelt the milk on the spoon and they were attached to it. And I assumed it must be a little chaotic at the mayor's house. I can imagine cats playing with the coffee beans because they compare them to mouse droppings. Very savory. And then she just has nothing better to do than to extend this negative rumor about me and my lodgings to Martin in northern Germany. How do you imagine the household of the mayor? Yeah. There's actually a serious disclaimer that we have to put in here. Cats do not drink. Well, yes, they drink milk, but it's not good for them.
Yes.
Because it contains lactose. And if cats drink milk, then there is a serious problem with cats wanting
a lot of things.
Cats wanting to quickly digest this milk.
Yes. So
either lactose-free milk or water. And our cats drink water.
Yes.
Abby wrote back, cats are suspicious and sneaky. They might have taken the spoon and hidden it. The mayor's house will surely be disastrous in a state of being without a spoon to mix his cup of coffee. And of course, the cats will never admit it. Well, that is possible. But I do have more than one spoon at home.
Yes.
Story twists and turns when Claire gets in on the act, because she saw a spoon in the metro in Seoul headed for, well, it got off at a station and took a connecting metro to the airport.
Yes.
And I think this is a very important step. We actually have a witness. We have a witness that can verify that the spoon was seen in Seoul and took a train to the airport, presumably to catch a flight to another destination.
Yes.
It's logical, yeah?
Yes.
And then Martin, who has a bit of a track record with things not being quite
accurate.
Shall we mention his unpaid parking tickets in Edinburgh?
No, that's a different story.
But they are still unpaid.
But that's not part of the spoon and the chicken story.
Okay, so you're protecting him.
No, I'm not protecting him. That's a story for another day.
Is it? Okay. Right.
Yes.
So, he confirms that the spoon landed in Amsterdam.
Yes.
So this verifies Clear's story. The spoon landed in Amsterdam and met the, I think, no, he's an English illusionist, I think you'd call them, a
Yes.
chap called Uri Geller. And the
Yes.
spoon and Uri Geller, because Uri Geller's main trick was that somehow he could create the illusion of you, of a person bending the spoon without touching it.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Uri Geller and I have, albeit a brief moment of history together, but we do actually share a common story. That when I was living in London in the 1990s, early 1990s, I was working at the London Hilton on Park Lane. We were overbooked, and I had to tell Uri Geller that we could not give him his accommodation, and that he was
Wow.
parked next door at either the Intercontinental or the Four Seasons. One
Yes.
of the two, I can't remember. That I'm still alive to tell the story is something of a miracle, but because you do not.
Yes.
You do not tell a VIP that we have no room for you. It's just not done.
Yes.
Anyway, I did, I think, get a hiding, but there you go. So somehow, Uri Geller, on the flight to Amsterdam, meets the spoon. The spoon talks about Breeder and me. Uri Geller, by some quirk of coincidence, remembers our little tete-a-tete one evening.
Yes.
And somehow this is where the plot thickens, because the spoon listens to some advice that Uri Geller gives him. And this is where the confusion starts, because somehow, the spoon, Uri Geller, and Martin and Claire know about nuggets.
Yes.
And the spoon, because he's still feeling a little bit aggravated, shall we say, about his demise in the Breeder Cafe, because everything coffee-ish has more or less been wiped off the map.
Yes.
Decides to fly to South Africa, takes
Exactly.
the next connecting flight to organize something with Nuggets, the chicken coop. And you write a letter of distress to Dear Abby.
Yes.
It gets picked up by the media. And I think at this juncture, the story goes completely off the rails because it all gets twisted, tangled, and turned. So somewhere along the line, you were complaining about missing bank cards, missing money, Amazon parcels arriving, etc. And it must have been a
Yes.
very traumatic experience for you.
It was indeed.
Do you want to, for the record and to clear our name, especially your name in this particular instance, do you just want to, are you capable of recounting these facts? Will you be able to handle it emotionally? I mean,
Yes, I'm okay. After therapy and after taking nuggets to therapy, we are okay to talk about
okay,
it.
very good. So what happened?
So while someone, I can't remember who, mentioned that the spoon is on his way to South Africa, I started receiving messages that my card has been used for online purchases through Amazon. And Amazon couldn't trace it back to who made the purchases. I spent a lot of time on the phone trying to sort it out. They couldn't give my money back because it was gone. It was legally bought online. And there was no proof that this was fraud. So then packages started arriving of party decor and balloons and streamers and all kinds of crazy things, which I did not order, but obviously my address and my banking details were used. And then when the spoon arrived, he stole my bank card, which I didn't notice until I received the SMSs from the bank saying that I spent money at the butchery and I spent money to pay some DJ. And I know it wasn't me because I was working. I have the schedules to prove that. I had no time to slip out and do shopping while I was actually fully booked at the time working.
And just for the record, can you purchase meat online from the butcher to pick it up?
No.
Tim?
No.
You have to go to the butcher
Yes.
to purchase the meat and take it with you.
Yes.
And the same goes for the DJ, who I
Yes.
remember who was rather expensive, I think, yeah.
Yes. Very expensive.
So basically, if I recall correctly, the spoon pretty much wiped out your bank account, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And that's only the beginning of the story.
Yes.
Okay, what happened next?
So obviously he planned a housewarming party for Nuggets to celebrate the new coupe that me, my husband, and my son spent a whole weekend building together. That So the spoon invited other spoons. The chicken invited other chickens. They had a very nice housewarming party in the beginning. And we went to bed feeling that it was okay to leave them to continue with the party. And somewhere around midnight, I started smelling smoke and I heard sirens and there was a knock on the door. There was police and there were the fire brigade was there. Community members showed up because there happened to be a big fire in the chicken coop.
Oh my God.
Yes. And I also wrote my whole distress story on Dear Abby to share with the community what the spoon has done. So after The spoon went missing after that. Nuggets needed therapy. I was bankrupt and I was billed with more invoices to pay, which I didn't have the money because the spoon spent everything.
And I think this is an important caveat in this story. Yeah.
Yes.
The spoon caused severe destruction and trauma.
Yes.
To your life.
Yes.
To Nuggets.
Yes.
To Nuggets' home. It basically, Nuggets was pretty much homeless.
Yes.
And I hesitate to think the consequence. I mean, you were at the epicenter of this because it was your bank account that got plundered by
Yes.
the spoon.
Yes.
And you were absolutely helpless. I mean, somebody could have said, well, why didn't you stop your card? But you were so busy doing other things, and this happened all when you were distracted and working and doing
Yes.
other things.
And he was so sneaky, it happened so fast. There was no time to call the bank and say, stop my card.
I mean, spending money is very easy. And if you are
Yes.
a fraudster, they know how to get around the system.
Exactly.
And I presume, I mean, it must have been difficult for your family to witness this mayhem and this chaos and this stress that you were put under, because I mean it is no small thing. You had to go to therapy.
Yes. And the chicken too.
And the chicken too. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And that cost money as well. I mean, therapy is not cheap, it's not done for free. So did you have some access to other finances to support this? Are you back on your feet now, or are you still struggling?
I'm back on my feet now. I had to make payment arrangements with the therapist to make sure that I can do down payments on the treatments.
Mm-hmm.
While I was still trying to get back on my feet, luckily the therapist was very understanding, very nice, and agreed to the down payments.
Okay. The therapy is now closed. It's finished, or are you still consulting him?
No, no, no. The therapy is done. It's closed.
And you're a happy Fruit Loop again.
Yes.
As good, but with a bitter taste on your tongue and a bad memory. Yeah.
Bad memory, hateful spoons. Yes.
Yes. You have a certain aversion to spoons now, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Now, so I think the picture that is beginning to emerge for the listener, and this is what we need to really push home, that it is not your fault.
Yes.
It is not my fault, because all of this happened in your house. You were a victim of circumstances beyond your control.
Yes.
And we have some aggressive journalists in Breda who do not like me. Now, that is democracy. That is politics. I cannot be popular with everybody.
Yes.
But I think the tone of criticism that was coming from the Breda scribe is beyond professional. But we'll come to that later. And I think what twists this story a little bit further is that all these things start somewhere, and the lack of knowledge can cause huge problems later.
Yes.
So your husband, or rather your son, motivated you and your husband. Well, he tried to motivate you, didn't
Not
succeed.
Me, more my husband.
He motivated your husband to go out on a Sunday morning and buy a chicken.
Yes.
The pet shop store owner did not know that this chicken was actually a rooster.
Yes.
And the story takes a twist, because now you don't have to contend with a chicken. And
yes.
expect 1.5 eggs every day.
Yes.
As you said, you now have a rooster.
Yes.
What's that like?
Let's just say at 4 o'clock this morning, the rooster was sitting on top of his house and singing a beautiful good morning tune. At 4 o'clock this morning, it was still dark and a bit chilly, but the rooster was awake.
And the world had to know this.
The world had to know this. Everyone had to know this. So I had to get up. I walked to the back door, opened the door, and shouted at Nuggets to say, "Please be quiet. We are still sleeping." And he turned his head to look at me like, "Who's this crazy person?" And then he tried again, and I asked him again to stay quiet. And then he did. So then I think he went back to sleep.
What are the neighbors saying to this? Because it's not just
Owl, well,
it's not just you who's being disturbed. I mean, you just look, I mean, the sound doesn't just stop at the garden fence. It sort of travels further.
I don't think they actually mind because nobody has been complaining. Nobody has said anything. The gardener has been here to cut our grass. He saw the chicken. He didn't say anything. And then we noticed, was it Saturday or Sunday? The man living across us came home with a chicken, a white chicken. We thought that it was going to be his dinner, but yesterday he was building a chicken coop. So I
My
think
goodness.
chickens are becoming the new pets. And Aiden, my son, just wants to take the chicken across the road to meet the other chicken.
I mean, this is one of the comments that again from Sylvie. So just
Yes.
to remind the listener, Sylvie is questioning my cat scenario, but she also
Yes.
questioned in the public statement that we had to give yesterday, questioning that Nuggets being a rooster, it's not natural for a rooster to live by itself. It needs
Yes.
a couple of hens for egotistical reasons and for whatever
Yes.
else. So of course, it begs the question, are you going to get some hens to keep Nuggets entertained in the manner he is accustomed to by instinct? You also did say that maybe on your weekend away, a couple of weekends ago, you would possibly take Nuggets and rehouse him to a environment more suited to his demeanor. Or now that your neighbor opposite has also acquired a hen, maybe the hen and Nuggets could form a
Friendship.
friendship.
Yes. So we thought about taking the chicken with us, taking Nuggets with us on a trip, to rehome, but we decided not to because it was quite a distance to travel. And then we thought that if we go to the market in that town we went to, that maybe we could find some hens, maybe one or two hens to bring back home. But they were actually very expensive.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we learned that it was a very special type of chicken. And in the end, we decided not to take them. Because they were quite expensive, and we had about a 4 hour drive back home, and we didn't want to put the chickens through that. It's too stressful.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so Nuggets is now a rooster. He wakes
Yes.
the neighborhood in at 4 o'clock in the morning. You try to
Yes.
instill some discipline in his way of doing things.
He
It's really,
listens.
he
He's a very
listens.
good boy. Yes, he listens.
So it's actually well, not somebody who listens to you.
Yes.
If it's not the mayor, you can always go to the chicken, or to Nuggets. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the story now gets a little bit more complicated because, again, several things happen at the same time.
Yes.
And after you had posted again in Dear Abby, no, this was actually, no, this was
Yes.
me. This was me.
Yes. You
You
spoke to
had,
the ladies in the boutique.
yes, because I was looking for a linen shirt, I think, at
Yes.
the time, anyway. I can't really remember. So I was in the boutique.
Yes.
And as you do, you get into talking. And I think maybe, were you there at the same time? I can't remember. I would have known this. But anyway, so somehow word gets out, and it's probably me, that this harmless thing and a strange story that Nuggets has somehow transformed from a chicken to a rooster, from a hen to a rooster. Yeah.
Yes.
And Martin 001 gets wind of this
Yes.
and sends an email. Well, actually, no, he had sent an email prior, 2 weeks before,
Yes.
to apply for a security job in Breda. Should we need any investigative work, he would be the person to do it. He had credentials from
Yes.
King Charles III. He had a spotless track record. We won't go into the unpaid driving license, no, the parking ticket of £100. I think that somehow was resolved anyway. And somehow I think this is where you and I could be criticized a little bit. The email and the application went under in the turmoil that was the summer here in Breda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So to rescue our reputation, what were we actually doing the last couple of weeks? Because we've done a lot for the community, and I think the community needs to know this, how much work we put into making sure that the community are happy, that the residents are happy, and that the taxes they pay us are not squandered.
Yes. Yeah, so there's actually quite a lot of things that I can't even remember. I think the main thing that we've been working on was our VIP guests, and to get them introduced into Breda and to get them comfortable and open office spaces for them to get them up and running. And we've been working on our campaign. Yes.
And of course, yeah, and the one thing, because it's been so dominating that it's difficult to, because it's sort of, I think we actually put ourselves into a mystery box, didn't we? Sort of we sort of crawled into one of these, put the lid over and said, "Liz, leave us alone," because it's so intense
Yes.
at the moment. Yeah. The mystery boxes are, of course, the big thing that we rolled out. And the points that go with it, that was a nightmare. So
Yes.
we have been working for the community.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes, we put the taxes to good use.
Yes. And we do not have to increase the taxes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Now, there is one point in all of this, and this could be a keyboard gremlin, and I presume this is what it is. We talked about it, and then you wrote an email to 001
Yes.
and said, "Look, he's okay, come please, because we need to clarify a few things. It is all kosher and above board." But I think where the Breda scribe is trying to put a noose around our necks is that you had written, as my personal PI, private investigator.
Yes.
So this was purely a private contract, and of course you are above anything that's spending public money on monitoring your rooster
Exactly.
is your own. It's not done by you. You are, if you need to do this, then you will spend your own private money for this kind of venture.
Exactly. Yes.
I also have to say that I do find Martin's response a little heavy-handed. Let me quote here. So first of all, he accuses me of having a top secret meeting in our Strasbourg embassy, which is now called the Amanzi Hall, and that somehow the story gets twisted that the cockerel is, so Nuggets is also a symbol of the French Republic, so that could
Yes.
cause a problem in the Republic of France.
Yes.
Why does he come to the chicken coop in South Africa? That the prefect of one of the French departments, so similar to one of your provinces in South Africa, the prefect of the Department of Pyrénées-Orientales would like to conduct an official investigation, and that this whole thing should be cloaked in secrecy. It's a bit heavy-handed. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think we should continue working with 001 in this capacity?
I would definitely do that. I would definitely still use him as my personal or private investigator, my personal PI, because he has the experience, he has the knowledge, he knows what to look for. So I think he in his like whatever his job description says, that is who he is. So
Right.
I would definitely use him and also recommend him to someone in need.
Okay. Right. Now, to bring this whole story to a close and to for once and for all clear the Breeder Council and especially us and 001 to clear our names that
Yes.
we are under no circumstances involved in misappropriation of public funds, of corruption, of scandal, everything that the Breeder Scribe has accused us of.
Yes.
Somehow, after the spoon had vanished from the chicken coop and the destruction of which left you in a traumatic state, he turns up in a German town, which funnily enough is associated with 001. That could be
Yes.
coincidence.
Yes.
And is arrested outside at the branch of probably Germany's biggest and oldest bank.
Yes.
But we do not know any further because he is now in custody with the German authorities.
Yes.
And the leads, the questions have all run into nowhere. Yeah.
Yes. The world is a safer place.
The world is a safer place.
Yes.
So can we safely say, Fruit Loop, that the spoon did all the damage?
Yes, 100%.
And we have a photo from some press agency in Germany verifying the fact that there he is. He is under lock and key, and the world is
Yes.
a safer place. Okay.
Yes.
Right. And with that, I think we can put an end to this unfortunate story.
Yes, I agree.
Good. Do you have any final words to this effect?
I'm glad this is over. I'm glad I could share my story, and I hope that everyone understands it. And well, the evidence is there. The letters we wrote, the photos, everything that we shared. I think that is proof enough to clear our names. And I would like to invite the Breda scribe to go through the facts. And I hope that they also see that our names are cleared. That's important.
So maybe a written apology from the
yes,
Breda scribe
yes.
would actually be in order.
Yes.
If he does not like me with my political work, I have to live with that. If he does not like the way we are developing the town, or, I mean, there are a few issues. You know, the duck pond does need cleaning. There's one or two potholes that need filling.
Yes.
You know, it's important, but it's not the end of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's on the agenda.
We
can also forward the agenda if they really want to look at it.
Yes. Yes. And our spud list. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That as well.
Right. So the VIP, I think, is happy, or the VIPs
yes.
are happy.
Yes.
There's also this rumor going around that I am heavy-handed with people. But
residents, members.
But I think that needs to be contained, because that is not true. I am direct. I tell the truth.
Yes.
The truth sometimes hurt, but I do it in good faith.
Yes.
To help the people, because we care about our residents. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes our name clearing meeting.
Yes.
I hope that the residents will accept this and move on with their lives.
Yes.
And that we can put an end to this unfortunate story. I think that
yes.
is.
Yes, these unfortunate events and the unfortunate story.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating, dear listeners.
Yes.
It was an interesting experience.
Yes, definitely.
And we'll meet again next week.
Yes, we'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.